In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we celebrate the day after the Ascension, but it's a feria after the Ascension, a wonderful and tremendous feast when all things are fulfilled in Christ himself, in his own person, in his, not only in his human soul, but also in his human body. Of course, his divine eternal spirit, nothing needs to be fulfilled. It's already fulfilled from the very beginning, from eternity, which of course we cannot even imagine. But he has gone up so he can draw us up with him later on. If we follow him, if we obey him, if we give to him our whole life, our whole allegiance, and do not let anything or anyone else impede that, which is very, very important. And so today, we, at the command of Jesus himself, with the Blessed Mother in our midst, with the apostles and disciples all around, we begin to pray that the Holy Spirit may be outpoured upon us and upon the whole church. And these very, very significant days for the church, when we are beginning a new pontificate, which has many good signs, there may be some that are not, but only God is perfect. Nevertheless, we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon His Holiness, Pope Leo XIV, that he may have the fortitude, the courage, the wisdom to fix the things that are wrong, to right the things that are crooked, and to get rid of all the things that are evil that have crept into the life of the church. And so we give thanks to God for all that he may be able to accomplish. But he cannot do so without our prayers. There are many who are so very quick to criticize. And of course there are some who are always criticizing everything everybody else does. God forbid if anybody should criticize them. And of course they do a lot more wrong than anyone else. But it is very easy to point the fingers out and not in where they belong. So we pray to Almighty God to grant us the humility that comes also from the Holy Spirit as we begin this most solemn novena commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ, and in which the Blessed Mother herself took part. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please kneel. Prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. O Lord Jesus Christ, we, for ascending to heaven, did promise to send the Holy Ghost to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples. Deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself, and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable. The spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Ghost. On my knees, before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace. And I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light, and listen to your voice, and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you, and give myself to you, and ask you, by your compassion, to watch over me in my weakness, holding the pierced feet of Jesus, and looking at his five wounds, and trusting in his precious blood, and adoring his open side and stricken heart. I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, so to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.